Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
What was your assessment of the pass rush?
We didn't pass rush good enough overall in the game. Did the field have something to do with that? Yeah, it obviously did. But, overall, we couldn't get better there.
Vic Fangio talking today about the pass rush as the Eagles get ready for Week 2 against the Atlanta Falcons. Welcome back to the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio with you. All right, so Fangio speaking there. We'll get back to all your phone calls on Hassan Reddick, who could certainly help this pass rush. Should the Eagles bring him back and some retaliation tonight? But Vic Fangio got our attention here because you talked about the pass rush there, Hugh, but then he was asked about Bryce Huff because Bryce Huff's snap count was lower than, you know, a guy like Brandon Graham. Why? What does he have to do to get on the field more? Here was Vic Fangio just a few minutes ago.
What's Bryce need to do to play more?
You know, just separate himself from the other guys.
Look at Coach Fangio keeping it a buck.
Well, two things hit me there. Obviously, the line, he needs to separate himself from other guys. But did you guys notice that little pause there? Like he had to think about what he was going to say?
I will say this. As a guy, that and I've said this to you, Joe, when we've just in the break. Like, he's playing. I feel like having him over there at left defensive end, playing left defensive end on first and second down, he's getting comfortable because he doesn't know he doesn't understand the reads. It's a lot going on over there, man. I've never played over there, but the times that they did try to stick me over there, I protested. I was like, nah, I ain't trying to be, you know what I mean? I ain't trying to be over here.
That dog went hunting.
It's a lot going on, man. And I feel like he's been put in a situation because of the money that he makes. And plus, Coach Fangio, like, he was signed before Coach Fangio got here.
No, he wasn't.
Fangio he wasn't. Was it, was about, yeah. It was about the same? Okay. Because, yeah. I was trying to figure out if that was the case.
No, but, I mean, look, doesn't mean Fangio wanted him.
Yeah.
I mean, Howie may have done his own thing.
Okay, but so I feel like he has to learn how to – either he needs to learn how to play left defensive end or they need to move him to the right.
All right.
And make sweat play the left end.
Here's my concern. In this segment brought to you by Matt Blatt Mitsubishi. Give Matt Blatt an at-bat. Hugh, my concern with what I just heard from Vic Fangio there, because you remember the other day when Sirianni spoke about this. Remember what he said? It was the flow of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the kind of the formations, the flow of the game, quick game from the Green Bay Packers, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That was the reason why we had more snaps for Brandon Graham. That's not what Vic Fangio is telling me there.
So he got to separate himself.
He's got to separate himself. You got the head coach saying it was the flow of the game. Now the defense coordinator, who really is obviously in charge, who's out in the field on defense, is saying, well, he's got to separate himself. It's not a good thing that a $51 million player who's in his prime, how old is Huff, 26? I'm guessing he's about 26. He's not just above Brandon Graham right now. Like, Kyle, the defensive coordinator just told us that as of today, the $51 million player hasn't separated from the $4 million 36-year-old.
Yeah, well, I mean, the snap counts showed that, didn't they? Like, I don't know.
But now we have to, like, what Sirianni said the other day is out the window.
Of course, yeah.
Like, the defensive coordinator said it wasn't the flow of the game. It was he's not separating himself.
I knew that Vic was going to give us
honesty.
Gave us a gem.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a really, really bad feeling that he seems like he's not the biggest fan of Bryce Huff. And, like, I can't help but feel worse by the day that we let Hassan Reddick walk. And now we have this dude who can't
Bryce
even play
Huff,
all three downs.
Bryce Huff's issue is that, like, he's thrown into a situation. And hey, I don't know what was said. But, like I said, playing that left defensive end spot, there's a lot going on over there. And he's not the biggest guy. Like, when I see I was about to say Jalen. But when I see Brandon over there, Brandon's a bigger guy. He understands the run fits. Brandon was interchangeable, so he understands how he fits in the defense. Bryce doesn't get that yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. So, and it's a work in progress, man.
And like now all this stuff about, because when we did let us on Reddit go, everyone's like, oh, he doesn't play the run. Well, you know what he does? He at least gets to the freaking quarterback. Huff's doing neither.
He did one thing really, really well. And now we don't have either of that. All right. Would you guys say this is a fair statement right now, today, like in this moment? I'm not saying 15 weeks from now. Right now, today, either Josh Sweat or Brandon Graham is our lead edge rusher. Is that fair to say? Today.
It's not who?
Josh Sweat or yes. Brandon Graham is our lead edge rusher.
Yes.
Okay. I just would like to reel off the names of the top edge rushers on the other NFC Super Bowl contenders. Aiden Hutchinson, Micah Parsons, Nick Bosa. We have Brandon Graham and Josh Sweat. It doesn't feel like it evens out there.
No, it don't.
Okay.
It don't. And again, I feel like this pass rush is a work in process, a work in progress. I believe that Bryce is going to get better. I think that you also have to help Bryce get better by putting him in position to be successful early on. I think being thrown into that situation, man, as a guy who's done it, it's not easy. It's a lot. Like, if you understand blocking schemes and things like that, man, left end and right end are two totally different animals. I remember when Michael Strahan came into the league, couldn't play right defensive end. He was a right defensive end at Texas Southern. He's bringing heat. Couldn't play over there because it was a different animal. Moving to left defensive end, he becomes a Hall of Famer. Mm. It's just that different. Like, Michael Strahan, if you go back and look it up, he was on his way out of the league. They thought he was a bust until they moved him to left defensive end. And he thrived at that position because he didn't have the ability or the skill set to play on the backside.
So why do you think this hasn't happened yet? I mean, Vic knows what you know, right? Like,
I don't know if you know what I know.
Mm.
No. And not trying to.
I didn't mean.
I didn't mean it. Like, no disrespect to him. But it's like.
But Vic probably has seen other.
Oh, you mean not. You know what? When you said Vic, I thought you meant. I was thinking about Bryce, but no, Vic does know what
Vic
I know.
Vic Fangio, he's seen a million defensive ends that are probably similar to this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think this could be a switch he flips soon here?
That's the thing that I don't know for sure, and no disrespect to Coach Fangio because I got the names confused, but that I don't know that for sure, Joe, because I feel like this. In a small sampling size, a lot going on. I feel like they had a game plan going in, and I still feel like this, that when it got out of hand and they got behind early, you go with what's comfortable.
Mm.
Brandon Graham's played a lot of football. Brandon Graham understands a lot of football.
He's the known.
He's the known commodity. And he probably said, hey, OG, I might need you come, you know, Friday night. And that's where it became. Because Brandon, when he was out there, man, he understands the run fits. He plays more physical. And that's the one thing that Bryce Huff didn't do. He was slipping and sliding. And he didn't understand the run fits from the perspective of playing that position. Because there was a lot going on that way. Like, man, I'm telling you, when that tight end's over there, you can't be, as I do it with my hands again, that like everybody can see me. You can't line up so wide that you leave a natural gap between you and that defensive tackle.
You're inviting them to run the
you're
ball.
You're inviting them to run the ball over there. Because if you're lined up, if you're a defensive lineman, man, if you're a defensive end, and you line, if you're lining up, say if the tight end has wide splits, or if he lines up a little bit wider, they're naturally widening you out because you're trying to be, say if you're trying to be on his outside shoulder. Then you got the tackle, as I use my hands again, you got the tackle, and you got the tight end, and you got like a five-yard gap between that. That's a natural hole. And the linebacker can't cover all of that. He can't cover. Like, you have to at least be in between the tackle and the tight end. And let me tell you what happens when you do that. It gets physical. It gets like, what's that Olivia Newton-John song? We gonna get physical. Yeah. It gets physical over there, man. Everybody can't play over there. Everybody cannot play that position. Hell, it's a lot because you got the tackle read, you got the tight end that can block down on you. You can got that tackle that pull. And guess what? When they do all of that, if that tight end blocks down on you, guess what you got to do? You got to leverage him. You got to push out because the play, if he's blocking down, the play is coming that way.
This sounds like a lot more work than, hey, it's 3rd and 9. Just go
yes,
get the quarterback.
It is. Like, that's what I said. I'm like, dog, you're a smaller guy. And you're sitting out there, and I was like, hey, it's a different animal. First and second down, a different animal than third down. You got to do all of that. And this Joe, it gets so physical over there, man, especially when that tight end over there, he trying to whoop on you. And then you sit up there, they say, oh, it's third down, money down. And you're a little tired because you'd have had to fight. You'd have had a physical confrontation. Mm-hmm. It's a little different.
Yeah.
A little different.
Well, they need to figure this out. And I guess that's why Brandon Graham's still ahead on the depth chart. 215-592-9494. We're back to your phone calls here. We'll get to something Vic Fangio said about Devin White. Where is he now in the mix of linebacker coming up in a few minutes? Terrence Springfield. Hey, Terrence.
There we go, man. Hey, Joe, I'm blaming this on I sent Kyle a picture. I'm in Westchester, man, delivering. And I'm bucking near a lot of trees, man. The calls be dropping out here, man.
Always pass the buck.
I like that's what it's we not, do, yeah. That's good. blame Westchester. I like it. All right, Terrence, what are you feeling?
We definitely have to pay these guys back. I was telling Kyle, who was Tampa Bay? Like, they haven't done anything since we whooped their ass in the World Series. Like, this team, you're messing with somebody's livelihood when you hit somebody with a baseball. So you know how they say eye for an eye? We got to give him a ball for a ball, man. We got to hit him back.
Ball for a ball.
That's right.
Ball I'm okay
ball,
with that. Ball for a ball.
Balls get sweaty.
I think Willard's going to be the one to do it. I think Willard's more respectable. I think it'll come – if we do it, it'll come from one of the relief pitchers. But I think we do got to do it, man. And on Hassan Reddick, we got to bring Hassan home.
Bring him home.
He doesn't want to play for the Jets. The Jets don't want to pay him. He don't want to – I feel like he's going to end up sitting out the whole season – and wasting a year of his career. So I feel like we need to bring Howie, work his magic, bring him over here because I don't want to go through the season. We saw Jordan Love, man. He wasn't touched until I think the fourth quarter when I think he hurt his ankle.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't touched the whole game. I don't want to be in shootouts where a quarterback is sitting back there all day, you know, reading the newspaper, going to the bathroom. And I don't need a quarterback doing that the whole game and we're being in shootouts. So we got to get a pass rush going. I say bring him on home, man. He's a hometown kid. Pay this guy his money, man, and bring him on home.
Bring him home, Terrence. Good phone call, man. We appreciate it. Third time was a charm with Terrence with his phone there. So, Terrence hit something there that really would go down as an all-time joke if it happens.
What's that?
If Hassan sits out the whole season, which means he loses money by the week.
$14 million, ain't it?
The Jets trade for a player that does not help them at all. And the Eagles need a pass rush for the whole season and don't have one.
Like nobody wins.
It would be a lose-lose-lose for everyone. And there's a very simple solution, and we're trying to get Hugh to see this today. Mm-mm. It's to bring him back.
No, I don't see it that way. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I don't see it that way. I think that Bryce Huff, like, he's not getting the ring in the doors from the coach. That's obvious.
No, he's not.
But there's still value in Bryce Huff. It's on Coach Fangio. Give him the respect that he deserves. It's on Coach Fangio to find a way to make Bryce Huff productive. Now, there might be a conversation that is had where, you know, you paid him too much to be a one-trick pony, but damn it, he can rush the passer. Now, like I said, I understand. I love Coach Fangio, but you need to figure out, Coach, how to get the most out of Bryce Huff. And if that means moving pieces around to get him out there to be successful, then you need to do that. I understand. I like the fact that you're sitting in press conferences talking and being transparent and everything, but damn it, he's making $52 million or whatever it is. It's on you to get him ready.
I do wonder, now that you said this, at 215-592-9494 for the hop, and I do wonder when you said, you know, you were kind of thinking through the chronological order of when Fangio got here versus when they signed.
Yeah.
I do wonder when it happened, like when free agency opened, was Fangio on board with Howie and said, we got to get this
guy?
Or was it Howie saying, this is a young player, I think he's ascending, my department thinks he's ascending, let's get him. And Vic said, all right, but because if Vic was leading the charge, then I'm like, hey, Vic, what did you see that now we can't do? But if it was all Howie, then I could be like, I can understand why Vic is like, you gave me someone who's not ready to play.
Yeah, because I was it kind of felt like that, Joe, because when you talk about who Bryce Huff is, like, first of all, I think Coach Fangio's a good coach. You have to know who you're dealing with. You have to know what you have in a player. And, again, the practice is different than real live drills. And I remember when Sugar Bear, my coach, Ray Hamilton, Ray would sit me down and help me understand the different dynamics, the different nuances of the game that, you know, I didn't know at the pro level. And one of the things, like I always talk about, is he's like, hey, man, you have to be able to read your run keys. You have to be able to read your keys. You know, if you know a tight end is over there, if a tight end is blocking down on you, the play is coming your way. That's common sense. So you have to leverage that. You can't go down. You can't let him wash you down. You got to stay outside, and you have to hold leverage, because if he blocks you down, he's going to the next level to cut off the linebacker. That's what they're trying to do. Or somebody's pulling to...
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Get to the next level to get the linebacker. So what you have to do, you have to leverage that and make him run the hump. They just call it running a hump. Like, you can't let that tight end. You should never, as a defensive lineman, tight end should never beat you. You should beat that tight end's ass every time that he lines up over you. Beat him like a drum. You beat him like a drum. That was a self-edit there.
I know.
But, yeah. So, it's one of those things. When I watch Bryce play in a small sampling size, he's just out there not really fully understanding what it is to be in the position that he's in. Now, can he get better? Yes. But it's probably going to take some time. But until that happens, just put him out there on third down. Let him rush. Let him do what he's comfortable with and then work him back in that way.
Yep. Kyle, if I know the Eagles' damage control like I think I do, we're 2 to 3 weeks away from a story coming out on whose idea it was to sign Bryce Huff and what Fangio thought from the start.
And they're all going to be pointing fingers at each other. We'll be having calls about blaming Howie and fire him. And Sirianni.
Oh, we're not far from this.
Nope.
We're not far from. Well, I don't know which side it'll be. I'm not sure if it'll be, hey, Vic was on board and now for some reason he's not, or Vic never wanted him. How he got him? What are you going
to
do?
That's what I was trying to figure out, because I was like, wait a minute. I was trying to figure out the timeline. Good catch on that one. But it was like, because if he's your guy, like, you do what you can to get your guy on the field. You know?
Right. If
you got to get, you got, but you have to figure out a way, because what we all want to happen is not going to happen. Let's just call that what it is.
Reddick?
He ain't coming
back.
No,
we can.
You got to force the issue. You got to figure out a way how to squeeze the juice out of that orange or apple.
Or you go back to the store.
Not really so much apples.
It's not apples.
You can't squeeze apple. Well, you could.
Well, there's juice apple juice.
You can try.
But it's not like an puree. Orange.
Wait,
you're pureeing apples?
I don't know, man. I'm confused. I'm a little confused.
All right, Jim in Center City's up. What's up, Jim?
Hey, Hugh. There's a great artist named Philip Phillips, and he sings a song called Home. Mm-hmm. And in the lyrics it says, I'm coming home to the place I call my own. Bring Hassan home, Hugh. Bring him home.
I hear you. Bring hey, Jim. Home.
Speak, Jim.
Jim.
Preach, Jim.
Jim, I hear you. I love you. That dog is not going to hunt.
We're going to make that dog hunt. We're going to keep barking until it happens.
Yo, you can keep barking all you want. That ain't going to happen. That ain't about to happen.
Based upon what Fangio was saying about Huff on the edge and what you saw as a professional defensive end, I think it's becoming more and more realistic. We bring Hassan home.
Yeah, you got to figure out how to put Hassan in position to be successful. Yep. I mean, not Hassan, Bryce. Y'all got all these names running around.
The dog that's not hunting right now is Bryce Huff for whatever reason. Like that's the issue right now, Jim.
Without question, on the Phillies, on the retaliation, Q, 1980, George Brett at the plate, Dickie Knowles, high and tight, change the series. Phillies win the World Series 1980. I'm not saying you have to give Chim Music anymore. That's not PC anymore. But you don't have to hit them. Just pitch real nice inside with a two-seamer, 92 miles an hour. That sends the message. That's what the Phillies should do tonight.
It does, Jim. It does change the message.
See, I'm looking at this.
You watch the Dickie Knowles moment?
Yeah, I'm watching it. I'm about to watch it.
He was queuing it up here. Jim,
I just want to see real fights back in the day when men were men.
Oh, there's some good ones. I'll give
just
you a list.
Remember this, guys. Just remember this. A lot of the national media say, what happened to Philly fans? They getting soft? We're not soft.
Not on WIP, Jim.
Give me a little tight tonight. Let's get back to Philadelphia.
A little tight tonight sounds all right.
Jim, appreciate it, man. We got you.
Ooh. Ooh.
You see that one?
Ooh.
See, that's baseball right there, Hugh. And I, you know, Jim said it right. It doesn't happen. There's a lot of ways you could do it. You go, hey, you throw behind him, you throw in his back, 92? George, you watching this one?
No.
George Brett?
His life flashed before.
Yeah, George Brett did. Yeah, he was not happy about the whole thing. Let's talk to Josh at Wilmington. Hey, Josh.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
What's going
on? Hey, Josh.
So there's a Perv Griffin sighting. I heard that there. Holy moly! Tight Hugh and the chuckle. That's funny. So
you know it makes you kind of perverted when you kind of call in and point it out,
man.
Though
it's hysterical. I love it. Keep doing it. So
but you point it out though.
I'm with you.
It's innuendo because we probably
about?
Got kids in the car, so we like to keep it like grown. But you kind of bring.
All right, we'll keep it grown. I got you. Keep it grown. So I'd like to make a public service announcement to everybody out there listening.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of the rearview mirror and start looking through the windshield. Could we? What are we talking about Hassan Reddick for? That ain't going to happen. That dog ain't going to hunt, in Hugh's words, in Kyle's words, in Joe's words. Stop. Right?
Yeah, but it could happen, Josh. It could happen. I mean,
you know, the hypothetical about a guy that's been nothing but a curmudgeon when it comes to his money, I don't want him.
Well, don't you want sacks? Don't you want to hit the quarterback?
Yeah, you know what? Let's wait and see. Let's let Fangio coach this guy up, right? Like, what are we doing?
I understand it's early. I understand it's early. But we are a full training camp and week one. And Vic Fangio just told us he's not above
break. We're calling it training camp, Joe. We're calling it training camp.
You call it whatever you want.
Come on.
Vic Fangio just told us as we enter week two that he's not above Brandon Graham on the depth chart. Brandon Graham is on a retirement tour.
Because guess what? He's going to say that to light a fire under him, dude.
I think he's just telling the truth.
No, he's not telling the truth.
I mean, it's truth right now. It is the truth right now. It's the truth as of today.
Well,
it's the truth. But we play Monday.
Is he trying to send a message to the whole team? Or to Huff, because he's going to use Brandon Graham, who's been in the league 15 years, to help motivate him?
I tell you what. If I'm Bryce
Josh,
Huff.
Josh, we appreciate it, buddy.
If I'm Bryce Huff and my defensive coordinator say, I'm going to have this 36-year-old dude that is on his retirement tour play over you, I'm feeling some kind of way. So I'm going to give him to Monday. Like I said, he's on notice till Monday. Well, he's on notice to Tuesday because he's going to be on the ISO cam. He knows he's on the ISO cam.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like I said, I've been through this. I remember when I was in New York, first game I told you about, we played the Miami Dolphins, did not sniff the quarterback. Don't even know what kind of cologne Dan Marino had on because I didn't get that close to him.
And they wrote about how you were bust.
Yeah, and they start and it was loud. And I remember going into that second game, I think it was the Patriots. Same thing. Who was it? I can't remember the tackle's name. Big sloppy dude. But he was nice. He was nice. And I remember, like, I started to feel it. And then, you know, the worst part about being in a situation like that when you're pass rushing and not the pass rusher is, like, when you walk into work, you know everybody talking about you. Mm-hmm. I felt like that twice in my whole entire life.
So you've lived this.
Yes. I felt like that when I tell you about when I got the second time, and then felt like that when I got fired from ESPN when I walked in the office. I was like, oh, yeah, this coming.
Well, that was the folder, the
yeah,
HR folder.
Folder yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone call is coming up here. Should the Phillies retaliate tonight? I say yes, absolutely. And I want to trade for Hassan Reddick back. It's a disaster. The Jets bring him back. More from your phone calls next. And Vic Fangio, an interesting response to a question about Devin White. You'll hear it next.